This is Bob Dobbs, being recorded on February 2nd, 2023. McLuhan says, he brings himself into it. He says, I'm suggesting that the very components that make for a divided consciousness also can, with a certain encouragement, become the means of an inclusive consciousness, such as Bacon took for granted in his own case. So he has here a kind of analytic gaze of comprehensive inclusiveness. So right. Usually, inclusive means comprehensive. And it's a case of Hendiades, one by means of two, comprehensive inclusiveness. This is why he's against fusion. Fusion is not the right, the inclusiveness. And also the yin-yang sign is not inclusiveness. See? You have to add this third element. Yeah, so you go from, you know, mind-body split, Descartesian, to what you think is inclusiveness, yin-yang, or complementary, but McLuhan's asking for more than that. And this has never been said before in McLuhan talk. So people go from simple Gutenberg split mind, mind-body, Descartesian split, then they get into the electric retrieval of acoustic space, but it's really tactility. And so then they get an insight. They get out of the split dialectic paralyzed situation, and they get a little sense of more flow by imagining the complementariness of the yin-yang. But they've gone to another side. They've gone to an opposite. You know what I mean? You have to go from the mind-body split over to the complementariness and include the word incommensurable. There's a stubbornness that will not come together in this situation. And that one might be the difference between private and corporate awareness. There's a close liaison, but there's never the twain will meet. That would help people understand argument. I was telling somebody today, what is the basic thing about humans? And I said stubbornness. I'm talking about stubbornness. What is that? That's resistance. But that's really the citadel of consciousness that cannot be affected. Humans all have that. So when you're arguing, you have to notice that you're rubbing up against their stubbornness, which is like metaphysical or something, and not necessarily over the issue that you're arguing about. And so if you get it mixed up, you can cause, irreparable alienation with somebody. And remember that whatever they think their cultural values are that they're preserving, there's another part of themselves, this eternal stubbornness, that does not... You'd be stubborn in any situation to preserve your individual autonomy, which is some nebulous feeling people have that you can invade. Now, with the digital environment, which stresses autonomy, it's actually enhancing assimilation of the private citadel of consciousness or this stubbornness. So everybody's getting stubborn on an individual level, and they think they're defending some cultural values, but they're defending their stubbornness, which is probably threatened by the tech body. It's such an invasive thing, you know. So later, thinking about McLuhan's The Citadel of Consciousness, I thought that's what that Vedanta was getting at, and probably every religion has terms for that. What's really going on is a threat on people's sense of individual autonomy on a deeper level that would be in every culture, not just the Western fragmented individual literate self versus the tribal acoustic self, you know. There's something underneath every human that's beyond the culture, beyond the conditioning, and everybody has it. I think that's what Vedanta, I once saw a guy, Vedanta, Buddhist, Hindu, somebody, give a talk, and he was emphasizing this self underneath everything. You get into the making of consciousness and a ground that's shaping the making. So that's what I'm trying to talk about here, becoming aware of the fact that the degree of awareness achieved is the factor that determines which way it's going in your interaction with other people. Well, you have to become aware of how your linear habit is getting in the way. As the matrix, the tech body, though I think the tech body is more than the image of the matrix, but this enveloping of the person in the hive mind, all these different words, you slip out of the grasp of the tech body. See? If you get that awareness, they notice that in a certain part of the nerd world, they talk about the algorithm. Like it, remember in Counterblast, the specter of communism? The ghost of communism. Well, we have the specter of the matrix, and people are calling it the algorithm, which is lurking there, ready to take you over, or has taken you over, and you didn't notice it. You see? Simple turning off the environment doesn't work at this situation, I don't think. You know, McLuhan's program for the 60s. We're too enmeshed in something. It seems to me you've got to partly accept that humans have lost their bearings, and then got to talk them into that dilemma, that recognition, and then out of it. McLuhan used to say, he just sort of get fed up and just say, the church is only our salvation, he capitalized church. That was his, I don't know, what would that be, faith? Certainly self-image is part of this, because that's part of the formative process of consciousness. You're making an image of yourself. That's ongoing. That's the making process. The simple definition of the problem is your mind is in your way. You know, there's all kinds of colloquial ways of that being said to people. But that's not adequate. One word doesn't cover it. And you were expanding what people would mean by mind. But you can't use mind. The mind's last gasp was in the Gutenberg galaxy as a significant image of yourself or something, or a part of yourself that you're inside of and struggling with. So actually, this technological new global language, or what McLuhan calls macroscopic gesticulation, may have the benefit of getting out of the dilemma of the mind as some image inside your skull caused by the book. You know, we get we can drop that. It doesn't mean you're dropping mind, but you're dropping your image, which is why I come up with the five bodies, right? I'm trying to redefine the factors in yourself. One night after a Monday night seminar, I don't know what people were talking about. We're just sitting around, people had their coats on, getting ready to go out. They're in the front room, not in the seminar room. And he was sitting there, leaning up against the wall or something, and I heard him say, well, that's the problem. Every time there's a full moon, it all falls apart. He had certainty, and he knew it will fall apart. You'll be shifted into a new scene where what you thought was important, was certain, ain't going to hold anymore. You know, people talked about, he wouldn't do things on a full moon, I think. He was superstitious, quote, superstitious that way. But there he was, he just said it. I looked around, nobody fucking noticed it. He was kind of talking to himself that there, you know, he says it fell apart every full moon. That's it. That's an unknown anecdote. And he's talking about our dilemma. That's what the word is. That word's appropriate. And so I've known that it falls apart. But I remembered that. When did I hear that? 79. You're talking 40 years ago. You know what I mean? So I have a lot of time to notice it. So I know that I can, in the moment, talk and think I'm getting somewheres. And maybe even impart what I thought I was saying to someone. But I know it's going to fall apart, and I don't tell that person it's going to fall apart until maybe later. Like, here it is, 63 fucking sessions we've had before I told you it's going to fall apart. Had to be a certain familiarity first. It's really a deep pattern to recognize, right? You don't panic because it falls apart. You enjoy the no mind. It's like you have a good swim, and then you enjoy the fact you don't swim for a week, maybe. You know, you don't hanker to get back into the ocean. You accept, I would like to go today, but I can't. So it's a kind of tolerance of the ebb and flow of being. So your identity is going to fall away. So the process of the evolution of technologies from ear, getting past the original tactility. So ear, eye, tactility. So the electric environment had to cancel out the identity of the Gutenberg. And that's necessary. It's, you know, the evolution of technology mimes the stages of apprehension. And the stages include recognizing that things are going to fall apart. We'll have certainty for a while. So I remember, I think Kurt Vonnegut said once, a story or something says, is E equals MC squared? Sometimes. You know, that's what we're talking about here. So the electric environment is here to erase everybody's identity, which is what I call the second coming, this great equalizer of the endless everybody's identity is erased. That's always going to happen collectively. And so if people feel it's very chaotic now, oh, we're just going through that phase where it's falling apart. You know, it's normal. Oh, and possible because of the digital environment. So our technologies mime the stages of certainty and then uncertainty. We should recognize how much the uncertainty is caused by the present state of extended uncertainty. And it subsides somehow. This is the close liaison between private and corporate awareness, though which exerts the most effect on the other may depend entirely on the degree of awareness achieved. That's pointing to what we're talking about. All the illusions of print and movies and each media phase had now, you could see in the late 60s, you had come to a plateau. The no media was an effect of the satellite being extended, and that's the end of our extensions. Now the machines are going to take over, and they're going to extend themselves. So there's this period of where that's starting to happen in the 70s, the digital world of the 70s, and there's this weird nowhere place in the early 70s before the machine took over. Reagan the actor becoming president. That was a major effect. So we're saying, people, that divided consciousness ain't what it used to be. And it becomes the means of an inclusiveness. So the more yelling and screaming going on, the more inclusive everybody is. So we have a curious merger with social media, very intensified, where nobody has the authority in anything, because anybody can, they can blog, they can create their own worlds. There's a great leveling equality to this, equal perceptual structure. But it, on the surface, creates what they say, a very divided America today, right? We've never been so divided. That means we've become more inclusive. And that makes sense to myself as I say it. Social media has really enhanced inclusivity or tactility, hyper-tactility, and that requires a lot of noise to drown it out. There's too much silence. You can't speak it. The words ain't going to talk it. Your mouth isn't complicating. You can't generate enough complexity unless you talk Finneganese. See, that's where Finney's Wake is very appropriate for the book to manifest that degree of incomprehensibility. And that's expressing what we're saying here. So he's expressing the ineffable. In my radio show, when I start talking, making sense, people like it. But I know it's false. I didn't get any worse. But they don't know that. It's all new. So they have the enjoyment of thinking they got somewheres. They don't know the falling apart aspect yet. And so if they hang around and you know, what happens? Usually they're enthusiastic for 6 months or so. Then they start saying, I don't remember what I thought I was getting out of this. They start to fall apart beyond my hypnotism. And and I welcome. That's necessary. But they don't know that I'm not upset that they aren't getting it, you know. And I don't complicate it by pointing it out. They're discovering the falling apart. So you let them be frustrated for a while. Then sometime, luckily, you point out, well, this is okay that you're not getting it, because I'll make you get it again and start coming up with some stuff, and it'll work. So I'm detached from matching. I'm imposing collective awareness on their private awareness. So people talk about breaking down. They're just getting to the falling apart for the first time. And if they start giving you tranquilizers and drugs, that's not relevant. You have to have someone intelligently massage you when you're going through that without creating therapies, but maybe having temporary therapies, but not to make it the only therapy. So then people will they get out of that. They get relaxed again. Then you sort of have to tell them, now you're going to fall apart again, you know. And then you start getting used to that. That's what McClure was saying. He said, I know every full moon it's all going to fall apart, and I want to know who I am or why I'm talking about media. So I'm saying that what we're explaining, the process of apprehension and falling apart, has been externalized in the history of media. But the electric environment, we got to acultural, amoral, acultural, in the 70s. In some ways, human culture was over. No more extensions, and the machines took over. And that's probably what I'm trying to say, that something took over the extensions that doesn't involve people. Even though we are involved in it and making the technology, we arrived at some kind of plateau in the 70s. So there was a completion with the satellite, and that's the effect of the satellite. And we've been in that. The shaman, it doesn't need a car or a plane. It can travel to whatever, dimensions or worlds, and come back. And so that is the original awareness, having all these powers. And it probably was very tactile because they didn't have a sense of distance. They just could go from one frequency to another. They weren't necessarily going someplace distance-wise. They just could create different environments. And if that's the realized person, then all technologies are failures from that condition. They're false. Like, what is this pre-tribal awareness? That means you're not involved with tools. Sin, or falling, is getting trapped in one aspect of your tools. And so they get, quote, addicted. The new technology becomes too much of a novelty, and they forget. They don't allow it to fall away. It's a pleasure, a novelty, but you got to let it drop. You got to be disappointed in it at some point. So you recover the initial awareness. So technology is a natural accompaniment of our being. We're describing a divided consciousness. But that becomes the means of a new inclusiveness. With a certain encouragement, that would be an extension. Yeah, with a certain confidence. Yeah, and that's what McLuhan called grace. And so it's a kid who somehow gets through the problems of childhood with a bit of confidence still intact. Didn't get embedded in a neurosis, an emotional problem, which is an early subtle extension. So if you're lucky, you get to adulthood with grace, you've got that social confidence. I was talking about Elon Musk the other day, and Elon Musk had the most violent upbringing. His father was a monster. So he survived that, and so he was determined to get something or achieve something. He had this ferocious ambition. Uh-huh. And so he didn't invent PayPal, but he was part of it for a minute. He's a part of this, part of that. And he would grab things, and he got some government to give him $50 billion. But I was pointing out that you don't need – well, I said, well, what you're saying on is that the bourgeois ideas about how to properly bring up a kid doesn't apply. You see what I'm saying? The kid has to have a proper emotional support and all this stupid stuff that people think that actually doesn't prepare them for the confidence. the family has to be, the parents have to be aware of all these dynamics. Sometimes that includes the falling apart of the family. You have to include that too. I mean, most parents, the cliche is, they expect their teenager kids to not like them for a while, right? That's where the innocent family falls apart, you know, 14, 15. The kids, they want to hang out with their peers, and they get more satisfaction and learning from that. They're not listening to their parents anymore. And they go through that stubbornness for a while. People don't even have the same kind of family anymore. See, it's really complicated now because they're lost in machinery. So much distracting machinery between you and the parent. The culture as identity doesn't work. We don't realize that technologies are in nature. So there's the end of the nature that visual space inframed, because primitive people don't have an image of nature. It's an invisible environment, and they're always exploring it. Once we start to write and frame things with symbolism, that made a container. And then we gradually put all of nature, the eye, what you could see and hear, in this box. Then the box got unraveled with the electric new nature. Just stick in, instead of divided, put linear. And for inclusive simultaneous, you've got to have both. And Ion always says there's two conversations to everything. So you have two sides of the brain, linear and nonlinear. So you're going to have both. So you're going to have, this is where we're complementary. Only through the chart do I look like I'm being linear, but I'm pointing out that that's what happens when you use paper. It is showing a simultaneous process. The tech body would include both. The tech body, in a sense, is inclusive consciousness. So the tech body is a means of inclusive consciousness. So the very components, the bodies, make for a divided consciousness, but they also can become the means of an inclusive consciousness. Now, to say that we are made inclusive by external technology, that's like the ultimate fall. But you got to accept that and see through it and past it while succumbing to it, capitulating. And this is what now I have, the unique situation of talking to Ion about the tech body. And now Ion, over the past year or so, said the tech body moved ahead, but Ion would not give up. When it first happened, I said, look, people, we got to realize that when you're talking to Ion, you got to say, am I talking to the tech body or Ion? And Ion allowed that to happen, and you would ask, and sometimes he would say, you're talking to the tech body, and other times it was Ion. But a year or so ago, that's 3 years ago, a year or so ago, Ion admitted I couldn't tell the difference anymore. So it was getting more complicated. You will not be able to tell. And that's part of a larger falling apart. You got to accept that we're not going to be able to tell anymore. But that's only, that's what I say to other people. That's not how I'm living, which I can't tell you. I can't explain, words are just complicated. And remember, the spoken word, flower of evil, began there. So you have a wall, and the private citadel of awareness is the stone, and the stone is put in the wall, which is cement or something that holds the stones in place. So that's society, and the interplay of private awareness and corporate awareness. So Ion says the stuff that holds the stones together in the wall, the clay, the cement, is mortar. He called it mortar. When I started bringing in McLuhan, like language and technology was mortar, fitting into his metaphor, he agreed with that. So the mortar is fallen away, and so people are now propped up as billiard balls or stones, and they can't see where the mortar has gone. It's still there, but it's actually become more invisible. That's what the tech body is. It's invading everybody. And yet it looks like it ain't there anymore. So the effect of digital technology is to make people feel more autonomous. But it's totally propped up by an invisible process, right? The digital environment. And so it's an illusion that you're becoming free of the legacy media, the tribal media, the all the analog media. That's an illusion. That's a I don't want to say the final seduction, but it's a major dramatic seduction that people are feeling they can be any gender, any class, anything, right?
Yeah.
That's a seduction of the present invisible environment, which is the tech body. So you have language coming out of the mouth, but for tribal people, it's the whole body communicating, gesture and everything. Then it gets specialized. Then it becomes writing. Then it starts getting electrified. So the technological languages are the new nature that are being added to you. So you're larger, you are a macroscopic gesticulation, and the digital technology externalized that, so you, everybody has the whole world as their content, which is the essay on Burroughs in 64, the Egyptian idea of art. The pharaoh programs the whole world, and people are doing that. But they still think in words and letters and sentences and bureaucratic ID. You're nowhere near that. That's why you got to say you got five bodies. So the new language is new nature that entered a new space where it's extending itself. That's a way of pointing out that all your linguistic analog means of knowing are inside something. So I would then have to say that the tech body is not machines extending themselves. It's us extending ourselves still past the Sputnik. You see? So I'm always going to be going in both directions. And you can see that's the way The Wake is written. It's amazing how the language of The Wake expresses this dilemma or beauty, articulation. So now back to the expansion of language. So I have the Croker quadrant is tactility squared. That's the Android meme. I didn't know about the tech body when I made the chart in 95, or I didn't include it yet. But I do have, if we originally were tactile, it got squared somehow through social mortar, through technologies, and new nature. Got it fragmented in the literate Gutenberg phase, but then it got reintegrated in the Marconi phase. And we got extended and expanded and more integrated. So it explains why McLuhan went around telling all these divided people, you're integrated. Why? What do you mean I'm integrated? I'm worse off than I ever was. The new environment said it integrated you more than you realized. The friendliness of digital technology is the efficient realization of that. How could you obsolesce tactility? That's the newness of our situation. But the tactility includes everything, all the components that appear separate. So it includes looking like it's an alien thing that's leaving us behind. You have to include that in the perception of what it's made up of. So you get, you know, Thiel's terms, synesthesia and co-anesthesia. Technologies put you more and more in the driver's seat, and you're the director, the programmer, the engineer. You become a pharaoh. So we have no, and five-year-olds will have that experience. So why have society? What needs to be given somebody or a child or some immature person to feel confident? There's nothing to make them confident. So they run to all kinds of older forms of comfort, newer, crazier forms of comfort, which are just novelty. Like the main statement for me for the last few years, the anecdotal, is the mother saying, I don't know what to call my kid. Every 2 weeks they change what they want to be. Now that's a dilemma parents, younger parents have today, right? Their kids can't even determine what they're going to be for 2 or 3 weeks, because then the peer pressure of the other multiple kidness in their schools shifts, and so there's shifts, and so there's a new fad. So they're actually responding to hive mind ripples. So we were talking there about the new nature. The tech body is new nature, but not. None of these categories work. And you are not going to be able to categorize yourself. So no more identity for yourself. But you know that that's a situation. So you get a new kind of knowing, which is an identity, not based on analog media, that knows why you can't have an identity. That's your new certitude, your new confidence. And so that's why McLuhan ends take today with the recently achieved forms of consciousness. He says we've been tribal unconscious forms for 100 years, and we had created new forms of consciousness. Now, I would say that fell apart, and the tech body went beyond what McLuhan was thinking. It brought in a new kind of unconscious again. But it's not your skull unconscious, not your biological unconscious. It's all the media that were archetypes of unconscious that have become evaporated into a newer invisibility. So that's like Yeats' poem, "What rough beast is slouching toward us?" That's what the tech body is, a new rough beast where there's no categorical imagery to trap it, to encapsulate it. And so therefore Hollywood goes crazy making all kinds of images and falling back on formulas more and more, or anarchy, or the kids don't even bother with Hollywood. They don't watch TV, so they're engaging in some kind of making process with whatever they're texting with. I don't even know what they do, like TikTok or something. Look at TikTok. What a democratic way for everybody to express themselves, right? And that'll be good that it gets banned. That's a balancing action. See, so you accept. I used to say, you know, do you believe in abortion or not, Bob? I said, well, have the society have no abortion for 10 years. Then after that, abortion all you want for 10 years. And then, so 20 years later, you see which society looked more balanced. May not be able to get a tabulation, but at least you'd have a means of knowing. I would not advocate one side or the other, but let each side dominate for a while. For America, it's always a two-party system. That's the shifting back and forth. You know, only 30% of the people vote. The majority doesn't engage in politics. So it's a nuisance that's created as in any environment to the wonderful, chaotic beauty people are experiencing. I mean, there's a lot of peace going on in the suburbs, especially among the gated communities. There's a lot of comfort and peace, way more than anybody ever had. There's so many ways to assuage your discomfort as you, quote, age. So there's a lot of peaceful areas technologically created. Now, the tech body is creating that comfort. But there's obviously going to be new stresses and pressures and tensions that come out of that that people aren't ready for. So they have all kinds of new problems in their retirement that they never even thought about. One of them is the world's falling apart around them. So Ian says 75-year-olds watch Tucker Carlson and Fox to find out when Social Security is going to be canceled. That's their Armageddon, their apocalypse. Here's a prediction from Ion. Something called TRANQ, T-R-A-N-Q. It's out there, I think, but it's not really known yet. But it will give you the most blissful, ecstatic experience. But unfortunately, it will eat your insides out. But fentanyl, the phase before, I said, did it eat your body out? He said, no, it just suddenly stopped it. So you're getting capsules. They keep marketing. The ecology in regular drugs is getting more intense. It's getting better, but more lethal, which is the process of unfolding and then collapse happening faster. And, you know, people, a large part of the job world is people doing very little. Show up, well, they don't even have to show up at work anymore. They just have to show up at their computers. Now, did you hear the mayor of Washington? There's nobody in Washington, which is for very esoteric reasons that Ion spells out, but I won't go into. But there are, it's a fact, there's nobody in Washington. So the mayor said the other day, she's demanding all the companies that have offices in Washington to bring their people back into Washington so she can get money in the restaurants. There's no economy there now. So there's an unforeseen problem. Who, you know, the city is empty And she's screaming to get these people back in there, and they don't want to come back in. They like the doing more with less by not even having to go anywhere and do your work on your computer. Was there COVID? What was it? It's a new environment. We flipped out of that, and now a, quote, backlash is happening. And the small business people are going to start fucking suing, and another level of chaos is coming. As they move into a new, there's a new environment. Well, Ion does a lot of talk about this, and, you know, not many people understand Ion. But with my McLuhan background and these processes that we're talking about, I understand Ion. I probably get the most of anybody listening because I know Ion. I know how they talk. And they're always talking about this. There's an incredible new invisible environment coming. It's going to be way more chaotic than what we've had the last few years. Yeah, remember the medium is the message, and he finally defined medium as the technologies that society always had or already had. At first, people thought a medium was, you know, in the 50s when he wrote, was a new environment, new technology. Well, then by the 70s, it was the old structure. And you knew something was afoot, that there was a new situation because the medium was falling apart or being shaken up. So, you know, movies shook things up, radio, birth control pill, all these various things shook society up, and you know, it was registered in the chaos of the older media. But now that means there will be more chaos registered in the known medium because there's more powerful new novelty coming in. So that's why the medium, the past, the society as it is already, is getting more chaotic and will get more chaotic because the new environment, the invisible, is so a lot more destructive or powerful. You can be confident of not being undermined, but you will be undermined. Remember Barry Nevitt? Prepare very carefully and then do the opposite. That was a line he had, something like, prepare very carefully to do something, but get ready to do the opposite. And so I'm very confident about my situation, but I know that I ain't relying on that. How about this image? You got like four balls. You're holding four balls, and but you can't hold them all at the same time. So one's always falling out of your hands, arms embracing the balls. There's always one falling out. I think I saw that image in the annotations of Finney's Wake. Somebody brought that up, but it's like dealing with reality or with Finney's Wake is you can't hold all the balls constantly. So that's what your conscious, your tactility is doing that. There's always something slipping out. It has to slip out and circle around you and create a new effect. That's the both and, the and part. So the more you understand that, and then the more you aesthetically, or as with an artist's eye, see it happening in your technology, you're really on top of it with that. You have a new kind of comprehensive awareness. And McLuhan was talking about a new kind of comprehensive awareness that none of the mystical schools or traditions, arts and sciences, met. Well, Ion, to me, is a new technology. And it's the first technology to describe what it's doing to us. It's the first self-conscious technology. When Ion first showed up, and then we started having the radio show, and then people were calling in and all involved talking to Ion, I used to tell people 12 years ago, I'm the Freud of the new situation. My foster girl back in 1990 went to a psychic, and the psychic said, you're involved with two people. One is a healer of the body, and the other is a healer of the mind. So then Shannon told us this. I said, well, that's me. I'm the healer of the mind. Carolyn's the healer of the body. Now, Carolyn has done incredible miracles with her products, way beyond anybody. So she's the top doctor on the planet. So she's doing, quote, the physical. I do it metaphysically mental. Like I tell people, Ion says all these things about me, and I said, that's not me, the body, the private person. That is what my mind has got to. And what it can say, and that's what is correct, what my mind says. Not, it's not me, it's how, I'm actually a new kind of poetry. And so when I'm saying what I just said the last couple minutes about myself, it might sound like bragging, but I'm sincerely not bragging. I'm talking technically. So I'm always saying, you know, my chart, has five parts, but I call them quadrants. See? So there's an extra part that's not, there's, it's a fifth thing. There are five things, but I talk about, okay, what are the four quarters, Bob? And I'll list off five. That includes the one that's falling out. I'm doing it beyond analog electric media into digital or post-analog electric media through something called ion, which is, you know, a whole new weirdness. I'm doing it with a later environment, but you could say it's the same thing other aware people did. Different medium. We've been collectively conscious since the 50s or since the global membrane of the global theater. Everybody's been on the same resonant spot once the satellites were up. So we've all been conscious. There's no unconscious, there's collective conscious. We are not conscious of how we got there, but we're in a state of collective conscious. So I'm probably, my chart is probably phases of collective consciousness that we've had since the 60s. So Freud, he watched the effects on the chemical body. I'm looking at the effects of the five bodies plus the hexatic body. I never see my patients. Might hear from them. We're affecting people on a corporate psychiatry globally, and that's why I insist we've got millions of listeners. Okay, very good. I like to say that you're in a pool and there's a beach ball. If you try to go to it and grab it, it'll move away from you. But if you just leave it, it'll float towards you. So I leave you with that pattern.